Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at how He is with us, always present.
Thanksgiving in your heart, your voice is raised.
Heavenly Father, as we glorify your name, thank you. Thank you for being our Father in heaven and always with us. You're never missing in action, but you never leave us or forsake us. You are the friend that sticks closer than a brother. Thank you, God, for faithfully being present in our lives. Your presence brings us peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Comfort when there is no other comfort. Confidence. Strength to do what is right. And in your presence there is joy. And perfect love. The kind of perfect love that casts out fear. Father, we thank you for this special time that we can fellowship together in your presence. So, Lord, help us to make the most of this time we have together during this call to worship.
Spirit of the Lord is.
Thank you again for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message from our website, or have visited our Facebook page. We appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation to this ministry? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. You can log on right now and make your gift. Our website address is calltoworship.us, available to you 24/7. Thank you for your support.
The love of God has been revealed. Calvary, at Calvary where Jesus suffered, bled and died. That love is written in the blood that stained the tree, from nails and thorns and the spear that pierced his side. And at that cross for all who come, there's grace and pardon and eternal life today. The love of God in Christ is for the whole wide world. There's not a single sinner he would turn away. It's been the theme of music filling concert halls, of prose and poetry in books we love and laud. It's been portrayed in paintings on museum walls, but these combined can't fully tell the love of God. A love divine, sublime and pure, boundless and measureless, a never-ending store. The love of God is greater than all other loves. Its power and glory we will sing forever.
Parchment made.
This is your call to worship.
Oh, yeah. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom? Don't you wanna joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God.
Righteousness, peace.
Oh, yes, girls.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
So much joy.
Sure.
on the boat, or else you won't stay afloat. Come on with me, he'll give you the keys, yeah. Got to play your part.
Peace, I give you peace.
Sweet peace. One of the attributes of God that is present, when God is present, God is ever present in the heart of every believer. He has promised that He would never leave us or forsake us. The presence of God brings with it all that He is, His love, His peace, all of God with us when He's present. Many of God's precious promises in His Word reflect the reality of God with us, present in our lives. Genesis 28, "Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I've done what I have promised." Deuteronomy 31, "Be strong, brothers and sisters, and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Hebrews 13, "God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you." So we can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me?" Psalm 27, "When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me." Matthew 28, a passage familiar to most. "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." John 14, "I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you." You see, when God is present, we are in His presence. John 14, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid." 1 Chronicles 16, "Great is the Lord, He's most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens." This is the God that's present with us. "Honor and majesty surround Him. Strength and joy fill His dwelling. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory He deserves." And Galatians 5, the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Where the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3, "We are not like Moses, who put a veil over his face so the people of Israel would not see the glory, even though it was destined to fade away. But the people's minds were hardened, and to this day, whenever the Old Covenant is being read, the same veil covers their minds so they cannot understand the truth. And this veil can be removed only by believing in Christ." Yes, even today when they read Moses' writings, their hearts are covered with that veil and they do not understand. But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us have had that veil removed, can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. Now that, folks, is the real benefit of God being present in our lives, that we will be like Him. Our call to worship topic this hour has been the presence of God. He is present with us always. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, please consider a gift to this ministry. Call to Worship is listener-supported. It is your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Oh, and don't forget to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with His blood, may He equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to Him. All glory to Him forever and ever. Amen. So